ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 6 चैप्टर नंबर 12 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। पुरुष प्राक्तिरव्यक्तम् आत्मा भूतेन्द्रियसहया शक्नुवन्ति अस्य सर्गादौ न वीणा यदनुग्रहात् पुरुष। ट्रांसलेशन बाय एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। द थ्री पुरुषस कारणदक्षाय विष्णु, गर्भदक्षाय विष्णु and Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, the material nature, the total material energy, the false ego, the five material elements, the material senses, the mind, the intelligence, and consciousness cannot create the material manifestation without the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat after me. The three Purus. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As confirmed in the Vishnu Purana, Parasya Brahmana Shakti Tathedam Akhilam Jagat. Parasya Brahmana Shakti Tathedam Akhilam Jagat. Whatever manifestations we experience, whatever we see, whatever we experience, are nothing but various energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These energies cannot create anything independently. This is also confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9.10. Maya dakshena prakti suyat sacharacharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving living beings. Only under the direction of the Lord, the Supreme Personality, can Prakriti, which is manifested in 24 elements, create different situations for the living entity. In the Vedas, the Lord says, Madhya Mahi Manam Cha Parabrahmati Sabditam Vetesya Anugrahitam Me Sampraveshner Vivirtam Radhi. Since everything is a manifestation of my energy, I am known as Parabrahma. Therefore, anyone can hear from me about my glorious activities. Therefore, everyone should hear from me about my glorious activities. The Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita 10.2, Aham Adir Hi Devanam. I am the origin of all the demigods. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin of everything, and no one is independent of Him. Srila Madhvacharya also says, Anishya Jiva Rupena. The living entity is Anishya, never the controller, but always controlled. Therefore, when a living entity becomes proud of being an independent Ishvara or God, that is his foolishness. Such foolishness is described in the following verse. The shloka is, the three Purushas, Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and Shiradakshaya Vishnu, the material nature, the total material energy, the false ego, the five material elements, the material senses, the mind, the intelligence, and the consciousness cannot create the material manifestation without the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the purport, Prabhupada states very clearly, this material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving living beings. In fact, It is stated that not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Lord. That means He is the supreme controller. It is very often that you find in the history of mankind, recently we had a man, gentleman called, well, not a gentleman, a demon, called Hitler. And he thought he was the supreme controller. He thought he could conquer the whole world. And he did try. He did try. But he failed miserably to the extent where he had to commit suicide at the end. And they just found some bones and something in a bunker in Germany. But the point here is that in the history of this universe, there has been Hiranyakashipu, who also thought that he was the supreme personality of Godhead. He in fact made murtis of himself. And every Brahmana had to pray to these murtis after he had removed all murtis of Vishnu. And he thought that just by forcing some people, we can conquer their minds, we can conquer their soul, and we can mold everybody's thinking and consciousness in that direction. So it is possible that you can reach up to a certain extent of Attila the Hun. There was a person from Mongolia. He went halfway around the world. I remember when I was in Hungary, I noticed that there were streets named Attila. There were roads named Attila, just like we have roads called Mahatma Gandhi Road in India. And those people there, some of them are directly or indirectly or partially descendants of this Attila the Hun. You see, there was a lot of unfortunate things that happened at that time. So there have been in history of mankind repeatedly people who have thought they are the supreme controller. Even in Lord Krishna's time, there were so many incidences. There was a person who was a Pondarika, correct? Pondarik. And he had a friend, king of Kashi. Am I not mistaken? Just trying to remember. In the Bhagavatam, there is a story of his having four arms. He had his own original two arms, but two more arms he had attached somehow. We have got all sorts of attachments. He had attachment for arms. So he had this attachment and he dressed himself with pitambar and very nice makeup, Kastubha Mani, which is a very wonderful devotee, incidentally, Kastubha Mani. But he had an artificial Kastubha Mani, which means it was a material reflection of the original. Kastubha Mani is purely spiritual. Wonderful. Any more music around here? We can all have kirtan of such music. Please put your mobiles off. Thank you. So this Kastubha Mani was so copied by so many people. Even recently I have seen they sell Kastubha Mani in shops. But that's only the perverted reflection of the original. Because this world is a perverted reflection of the original Supreme Personality to Godhead's own creation, Goloka Vrindavan, and where he resides. However, I was reading the other day something which I want to share with you. A wonderful, wonderful experience I had. One of my favorite gurus is Indradyumna Swami. And he writes a diary. And he happened to be with another very favorite guru of mine. He's my Shiksha Guru. And his name is Giriraj Swami. Everybody has heard of Giriraj Maharaj. Giriraj Maharaj resides in Carpentina, which is near Santa Barbara. I went very near. It's very near to Los Angeles. And these two great devotees were having this wonderful class. And Indradyumna Swami was glorifying Lord Chaitanya because that was a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrit. And many things he says there, which is pertinent to this purport here, is very, very instructive. The beauty of Krishna consciousness and this ISKCON, joining this Krishna consciousness, is that Even if you have been 30 years as we have been with ISKCON, you still learn new things, fresh things, everlasting, evergreen things. So I learned something new and I think I would like to share with you. Here it goes. Now we are not in Bombay. Where are we? We are in Santa Barbara, in the presence of Indradyum Swami. And I'm just trying to repeat word by word what he said. The wonderful atmosphere, of course. Anybody who has been to Santa Barbara knows. There are about 400 avocado trees, Giriraj Maharaj has. There are about 12 acres of land. Beautiful, beautiful house. All inherited from his wonderful millionaire father. And mother gave it to him. Because his sister said that she has enough house and everything. So you keep this. And he was kind enough to send even his father's car, Cadillac car, to pick me up. So it was a wonderful experience I had. And this is how it was. Indradyumna Swami says, from this Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, which there's no difference between Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya. That's the first and most important principle you have to learn. Every one of us. Please repeat after me. There is no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now what happened actually was, after Lord Krishna went back 5,000 years ago, he had his leelas on this very earth, in this Bharat Bhumi. And he went back and he started thinking that how is it that when I was on earth, Radharani had more pleasure than I had. After all, I am the ocean of pleasure. Isn't it? Krishna is the Supreme Personality. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna says. Not me, it's Krishna. And Krishna says, how is it Radharani had more pleasure and enjoyed herself more than me? I did all the work and she enjoyed more. You see, very often, I mean, we think like that, isn't it? So here it is, that tendency has come from Krishna only. Everything comes from Krishna. He's the origin of everything. So Radharani had enjoyed more. So let me go and experience that. So it is the same very Krishna. It's not an incarnation of Krishna. It's not an expansion of Krishna. It is not an Amsha avatar. It is not something different from Krishna. 100%, 100,000%, it's only Krishna. Who added the flavor, who added the ras, who added the mood of Radharani? Because you can't experience, any person who has done acting on the stage knows that you cannot become an actor of supposing a sadhu or whatever, a demon or whatever, unless you get into that mood of that sadhu or the mood of that demon on the stage. So Krishna, to experience that mood of Radharani, he himself took upon himself this great, what was explained by Prabhupada as, he went into deep meditation. Krishna himself. In such deep meditation, Krishna went that his whole color changed. His whole being changed. From Ghanshyam, which is a dark as a dark monsoon cloud, to the same color as Radharani. The same Krishna, no different. Please note, just like a person on the stage, maybe dark complexion, but because of some makeup fellows, he becomes fair colored. But here it's not, Krishna doesn't require a makeup man to do all that. He, by his own internal potency, which he has infinite of course, his whole being became different. And that he had never realized before. This is very important. He had never realized before. Indradyumna Swami explains that same Krishna comes in the mood of Radharani. Once he comes in the mood of Radharani, his own mood changes. Changes. It's gone. What was his mood? Sarva dharma parityagam, mam ekam charanam raja, am tvam sarva papebhyo, mokshasyami ma sucha. You come to me, surrender to me, Krishna says. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to those fallen souls. This is the first most important point. Krishna says, Who the hell are you? Everybody he tells. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You come to me, you surrender to me first. Then I shall give you, bestow my mercy upon you. Your qualification is, you have to first surrender to me. Unconditionally, without recourse. Somewhat like in the war. The army general says, I'll shoot you, otherwise surrender unto me. The fellow has to surrender. You see? But that's force. That is by force. Because Krishna had come as a Kshatriya. But he is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who comes in the mood of Radharani, that mood is gone. His mood of Kurukshetra is gone forever. He's in a totally different mood of Mayapur. Mayapur's mood is totally different. Uska pani alag hai. Hawa alag hai. Sab kuch alag hai. For those who cannot understand Hindi, the water of Mayapur is different. The air is different. The atmosphere is different of Mayapur, isn't it? All of us have been to Mayapur. All of us have experienced that. It's totally different place. It's not heavenly. It is Golok Vrindavan of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sector of Golok Vrindavan. In Golok Vrindavan, there are three sectors. You should know it so that you don't get lost when you go there. One portion is Krishna and Krishna's mood sector. Okay? Another mood of Vrindavan, that is. You can go there. That's that sector. Because you all have got visas. You all have got the passports. The fact that you come here, you got your passports and visas. Why? Who gave it to you? Lord Chaitanya gave it. I'll explain to you and I'll prove it to you without doubt. So you all have received your visas and passports, and today you're going to get the ticket also. And there you go. You don't go to, I'm telling you, don't go to the Dwarka part of Golok Vrindavan. Because Dwarka part of Golok Vrindavan is where all the politics is. We get fed up, isn't it? We have lived in India long enough. So all of us know what is politics. And that is the worst dirty thing that can happen. We don't want that. We don't want that. We've had enough of that. Okay. Then something else? Would you like to go to Kurukshetra? No. We don't want to go to Kurukshetra. Millions of bodies dead, arms separated, legs separated, blood here, blood there. And dogs eating, you know, bodies. Ye kya karne ki baat hai? Why do that? The best part is, go to Lord Chaitanya. That's the third sector. First sector is Dwarka, second is Vrindavan, and the most important top part is Lord Chaitanya's Mayapur, sector of Golok Vrindavan. So Golok Vrindavan itself has three sectors. Of course, Golok Vrindavan is the topmost planet in all the Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. Vain means a place where there is no fear. Vaikuntha. Kuntha, fear. Vain means no. No fear. This place is a place full of miseries and fear, this material world. We know it. All of us know it. So, Indridyumna Swami, he was explaining that Lord Chaitanya came down in the mood of Radharani. Krishna himself requested repeatedly for days and months by whom? Advaita Acharya, who was offering tulsi leaves and Gangajal. Please come, my Lord, please come. Without you, it's all finished now. This Kali Yuga is so well set. Kali is thinking he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Controller. He has his own agents who are totally controlling this world and polluting everybody's minds. Remember one thing. It is the mind who can be your best friend. It is your mind who can be your worst enemy. Who says that? Srimad Bhagavatam says that. Just as we've all experienced disease, isn't it? Somebody, a mosquito bites you, then you get malaria. It's a female mosquito. Male mosquitoes are better. It's a female which you have to be careful about. So, the female mosquito bites you and she's pregnant with all those parasites and you get disease in the body, isn't it? Similarly, if you eat some bad things in that chapati place, there are two chapatis. This is the Golok Vrindavan portion of chapati and there is a reflected, a perverted reflected chapati on the other side. And you eat there, it's not prasadam, it's something else.
And what do you get? You get typhoid or cholera or something like that, isn't it? So that is the disease of the body. We've all experienced some problem or the other, cold, cough, this, that, and that. Now I shall tell you the disease of the mind. You see, we all know we have a mind. The fact that we are conscious, we're sitting here, sometimes our mind is wandering away somewhere else. Catch it, bring it here. The disease of the mind, the first and most important disease of the mind is kaam, lust. That is the first and most important disease of the mind. It's a disease. It's an unwanted thing. Anartha. Anartha is unwanted. Why? Because it's a disease. Kaam, krodh, anger. It's a disease. So, supposing somebody says some bad words to you or something happens, some incidents happens. It is the mind which gets angry, not the body. Because the anger does not affect the body. It's a mosquito which affects the body. Or the malaria or the cholera or whatever, typhoid affects the body. But anger doesn't affect the body. It affects the mind. Remember that. So, it is for the mind to make up its mind. It's for the mind to make up its own mind. That this is an unwanted enemy. Anger is an enemy. Just like we don't invite mosquitoes to our house, do we? In our bedroom? No, in fact, we'll put some tortoise coil or whatever, Godrej ka good night or I don't know, some night, to drive away the mosquitoes. Similarly, we don't allow anger to come into our premises, which is the mind. Okay? And if it comes, you must know how to shut it out and keep it out. So, the anger is a separate entity than the mind, and anger is a potential killer of what? Of our Krishna consciousness. Lust is a potential enemy killer of our Krishna consciousness. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, greed. Ravan is the manifestation of greed and lust and anger. What happened? Ram is standing in front of him and he says, oh, you are bhatakta hua bhikari. You are just a beggar. He tells the Supreme Personality of Godhead. See, that's very strange, but that's what happened. Because he was in lust. His anger. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moho. Mad. Moho is illusion. One gets into illusion. Same thing. I am the Supreme. I've experienced this in many times. Where somebody says, well, we went for book distribution once. Myself and my good friend, Dr. Radhakrishna. Have you heard this story? I'll tell you another very wonderful story that Indradyumna Swami tells about book distribution. So Radhakrishna Prabhu and myself went for book distribution. So I thought, I asked Radhakrishna Prabhu, we are partners. You see. So I said, where shall we go? He said, let's go to the railway station, Grant Road Railway Station. So the Grant Road Railway Station, the train comes so fast and train goes so fast that we could hardly sell a few books, and that too tiny little books. You see, about 20 small books we could sell. Then I told Radhakrishna, this is not a good idea, you know. Because people are in such a mood to go away to their homes in the evening. And they are hardly ever interested in these books at that stage. Let's go to next station. That is Bombay Central. There are air-conditioned cars, first of all. Air-conditioned trains. It's a little more comfortable for us also. And they are also more comfortable. They got more money in their pocket, those who are in the air-conditioned coach. And they are at a leisure. So they look at our books and we can sell better, isn't it? So he said, all right, let's go there. So we went there. And thereafter, we thought this is the best place. So repeatedly, we used to go there. And we used to sell far more books there and book distribution there. This way, we thought we could please Prabhupada. What happens when you please Prabhupada? It is this devotional service or activity which removes the anarthas, the weeds. You cannot remove the weeds from your heart. It's not possible. How? You can't get to your heart only. Where's your heart? Right inside. How are you going to pluck it out? Because it's a fact that we've got certain anarthas in our heart. That's a fact. I have some bad ideas about some person has progressed more than me. So I've got a little jealousy. What is jealousy? I've told many times, difference between jealousy and envy, right? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjun, what does he say? Because you are not envious of me, you shall understand Bhagavad Gita. Again, Krishna is, you know, banging his fist. First, you become non-envious, then you shall understand Bhagavad Gita. Precondition. You see, just like in a contract, there's a precondition before a contract. So, Arjun, he was non-envious of Krishna. The difference between jealousy and envy is, jealousy is within your mind. You're jealous that my neighbor has got better clothes, my neighbor has got a better car, I wish I had. But if you go at night and you puncture his car, that's envy. You put your jealousy into action. So, jealousy plus activity, karma, is equal to envy. That is the definition. That's a formula. Bad formula, but that's a formula. Don't do that, but that's envy. So, envy is when we actually put our jealousy, mood or mind, which has got polluted with that, into action. So here is a case where Indradyumna Swami is explaining that Lord Chaitanya does not come to this earth with a condition, precondition. No, because he's got into the mood of Radharani. In fact, he goes himself. No avatar on earth or anywhere in the universe, any universes, ever goes out to sinners and grabs them or catches them and says, please do Sankirtan. Please take this prasad. Who has ever done that? The only recent example was Prabhupada. He went all the way to America after a heart attack on the ship, after so much disappointment and problems with all climatic conditions, some person, he was staying in his house, he stole everything of his, nearly tried to kill him also, isn't it, in that loft. But still that mercy. Why? Because Prabhupada was in the mood of Lord Chaitanya. We all have to get into that Mayapur mood, that mood of Lord Chaitanya. You see? Because then only you can reach that sector of Golok Vrindavan. Unless you get in that mood of that Golok Vrindavan mood, you're not going to get there because your visa says, get in that mood. You see? That's the important thing. And the ticket to go there is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. 3.5 crore times. That's what Kali Santar Upanishad says. In your lifetime, you have to chant 3.5 crore times. That's a formula. I have not made it up. It's there in the Shastra. You see? So, you just have to chant your 16 rounds a day minimum, without offense, for 55.5 years. That's mathematics. And you are in Golok Vrindavan. Now, if for any reason you have started late, like I had, then we have to chant 20 rounds a day, or 22 rounds a day, or 25 rounds a day. But be very careful, because Krishna will be the gatekeeper. You know that. At the entrance, or his representative, where is the gate? Where is the gate? At Viraja River. There the boundary is between the material world and the spiritual world. And then the river, Viraja River is there. Viraja is the river which refused to come to this earth. Ganga came. I am very happy to come. Through the good auspices of Mahadevji. And Jamuna came. Because of the humble request of Govardhan. Govardhan said, if Jamuna doesn't come, I am not going to go to have part in your leela. You know this story about, everybody knows this story. It's a wonderful story. One day I'll tell you about that also. It's really superb. So here is Indradyumna Swami explaining this wonderful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bhav. Bhav means consciousness. We have to get into that consciousness. Anyhow, we have to get into that consciousness. Beg, borrow, steal. Because after all, we are creatures of this Kali Yuga and of this horrible city called Mumbai, where everything goes by beg, borrowing or stealing. But we have to get it somehow, practically. And get into that mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while chanting. Then what happens? What's the next step? I'll explain to you by a concrete example, which Indradyumna Swami has just circulated in his famous diary. In Paris, there was a young lady, very nice devotee. She was quite pretty. She was short, little small though. And she was a book distributor. And she, poor thing, in the marathon, was going to the station. I gave you the example of Radha Krishna myself. We face people who are saying, "Kya humko, what are you selling me this book for? We know about Krishna since generations." Like that, there are people all over the world, you know. So we face that. Any book distributor, all of you know this. So this poor lady, she went in the train. I gave you the example. She was also smart. So she went in the train, air-conditioned train. And this was a long-distance city-to-city train. And here is a person whom she doesn't know at all. He happens to be a Spanish person. He happens to be a very big banker. But he has a mind which has been polluted by anger. I give you the example, his enemy. He's always angry. He's always tensed up. There are some people, no, who are always tense, all the time, and angry. And this girl comes, poor thing, she gives a Krishna book to him. "Please see this beautiful picture of Krishna and Radha. There's very nice stories inside." He looks at her, says, "You're a gypsy? You're a beggar?" And he grabs, in one hand the book, and the other hand he grabs the poor girl's hair. Grabs the girl right from his cabin up to the door and throws her out. The poor thing falls on her face. She's bleeding. She has even hair from the head. Some blood is coming out. She's still pleading. The book is in that fellow's hand. And he tears the... He's so strong fellow, Spanish chap, like a Spanish bull. So he tears the book almost in half. I mean, it's not easy to tear a book, you know, from the seam like this, you know. I wouldn't touch that, but do it. But anyway, and he nearly throws it at her, but the train starts. So he could not throw it, so he took it back. Then what happens? He reaches his hometown, that is Madrid. The train goes overnight. And he has forgotten about it. He doesn't even look at that book. He's a very rich man, very powerful man, very with a lot of reputation, so-called material reputation, worldly reputation. He has a wonderful wife, he has a wonderful son, he has a wonderful daughter, mansion, house, car, cook, maidservant, everything in his house. It's not easy to have in Europe a maidservant and a cook and a driver and everything. Anyway, the book is then left as a raddi. Raddi means like rubbish. So the maid servant thought that this is a nice looking book and somebody must have spoiled it. This is my boss's book. So she repairs the book, this Krishna book. Wherever it was torn, she puts tapes and nicely and gets it back into order. And she puts it back into the library of the house. The book is there. 1 year later, this poor fellow, I'm saying poor because he's after all a great devotee now, whose name is Surya Narayan Das. Look at that, what happens. This is Kali Yuga. This is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. This fellow, he's still that awful banker. His wife dies. Wife goes in a car and has a head-on collision and she dies. Poor thing. Chalo, ek gaya. The daughter runs away with some low caste, some very bad man. So he's upset about that, very upset. The son also runs away from his home. Because how can you live with a person who is perpetually angry all the time? The Americans are very smart. They have a very good name for a man who is mad. You person who is angry, they don't say you are angry. They say you are mad. Why are you mad? Why are you angry means why are you mad? That's the American lingo. So, he's alone in the house. Wife is dead. His daughter, beloved daughter, has run away with somebody who is a third-class fellow. The son cannot stand his father, so he has run away from his house. What did that man try? He tried to commit suicide. Such a rich man, such a powerful fellow, banker, tries to commit suicide. And in a staggering mood, he goes into his library, looking at the fan. Starts the fan. Because like in India, in Spain, they use the fan. So he thought he'll put a rope around the fan and he'll hang himself. And then, before he could get to the rope and hang himself, he looks at that and he sees, he's actually searching for the Bible actually. He says, I'll have the Bible in my hand. He's not a religious fellow, but naam ke vaste, supposing there is Jesus Christ. So he says, he's heard a lot, you know, in Spain they are very Roman Catholic, very strong Roman Catholics. So he thought he'll search for the Bible in his library, but his hand falls onto the Krishna book. That same very Krishna book, that same thing which he had tried to tear away. And he's shocked when he sees a beautiful picture of Krishna. And he opens onto a page where Vasudev is explaining to Kans that we are not this body, we are soul. The basic fundamental first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita says this only. Establishes, drums it into your head that we are not this body, we are the soul. So it is there. And he's telling this Kans that why are you worried? The soul never dies. Only the bodies keep changing. It's like these old clothes. It's thrown away in new clothes. So slowly, slowly it gets interested. He had never heard about this. He had never read about this. That poor girl was trying to explain, but she, you know, Kaliyug. And his mind was polluted with anger. So here he is with Krishna book. Who's Krishna? Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mentioned right here. Without the direction, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm coming to this slok. So from the book, Krishna book, comes a direction to him. What was the direction? Forget about hanging yourself. Read this book. That was the direction. Now this man, who was such a creature, started reading. Whole night he read. He was absorbed totally in reading that book. Next day, instead of going to his office, he continued to read. For 3 days, he says, he read only Krishna book. He couldn't put it down. At the end of the third day, at the back of the Krishna book, there were addresses. And there was a French address because people in that part of the world, they speak just like we can speak Marathi, Hindi, Gujarati, English like that. They speak French and Spanish. So he phoned that French number, France number, Paris number, and got the address of the temple at Madrid. He went there and he started crying at the doorstep. And he said, forgive me. But the president of that Madrid temple was a young man. He couldn't understand what he's, but he was so well dressed. He said, Apandarao, just by looking at his dress, have some prasad, you know. He said, I want to give this check. He gave what is equivalent to $100,000 as a donation to ask for forgiveness. Then what happened? He came every Sunday to the feast, the class, Bhagavatam class, and lunch feast. He used to sit in the back. And then, over a period of time, he said, what's the use of my working in the bank? I have got enough money. I have nobody else in my family. So he came to the temple and joined the temple full time. Okay. Then the people in the temple were going to Italy. There was a big festival in Italy. Indradyumna Swami is very, very famous for holding festivals. Some of the world's best festivals are held by him in Poland and other places like that, you know. So he, Indradyumna Swami, had got this organized festival in Italy where this guy came along with, by that time, his, I think, initial name was Surya Narayan Das. So he came there. And this girl was also there from Paris. So he started catching a lotus feet. Now, this is not normally done, you know. No devotee, male devotee, catches a female devotee's feet. And he was trying to tell her that this is what I did to you in the train. She said, yes, yes, I remember. Please forget about it. You know, after all, Vaishnav lady, very warm-hearted, very kind. All this has come from whom? Lord Chaitanya, because she was in the mood of Lord Chaitanya. Merciful. What Indradyumna Swami is trying to say is that it is the devotees of Lord Chaitanya who are the most merciful. Like Prabhupada. Magnanimous. Because that is what they've inherited. Just as, supposing you are a father, then you live a will. When you die, you have a will. And whatever you got, you've given it to your son or daughter or whatever, whoever you want to give it to. Isn't it? So you give it. So Lord Chaitanya came to give us. Free. In the will, there is no condition. Mere ko itna paisa dega, to main itna dunga. There's no condition. The fellow is dead. So he leaves a will. So here Lord Chaitanya has willed this wealth of the holy name of the Lord. It's not cheap. It's not something you can buy in a shop. You see, he has willed it to us before he left this Bharat Varsh. And it's given to us munificently, free of charge. Because in the will, you don't have any exchange of money. Isn't it? The son or the daughter or whoever it is, the solicitor calls a meeting and says, this is what your father has given to you. But what do the children think? Oh, this was my right because I happen to have been born from a semen. But what is the value of that? That's not the point. The point here is we have to think that we will one day or the other have to go out of this body. When we have to go out of this body, where will we go? That's a big question. When we go, supposing in a train, then the obvious question is, where are we going in the train? Why should we get in the train, first of all? Unless we know where we are going, where we have a proper path, a ticket, we know the destination, we know who's going to receive us at the other end, what are we going to do at the other end? Everything should be known. So similarly, what this Bhagavatam is getting us ready for is to know what we are to do. And so this gentleman then met this young girl in Italy in that festival. And then Indradyumna Swami explained everything to Giriraj Maharaj and everybody who was sitting there at Carpentina, at Giriraj Maharaj's villa, where I spent about 4 days. Mataji was there. Mataji's daughter was getting married there. We were there, isn't it, Mataji? You remember? Acha. So we had 4 glorious days with Giriraj Maharaj. So there he explained this wonderful story. Now, what is the evidence? Because you may ask, Srinathji loves Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he's saying whatever he wants. It's not that. All the acharyas say, let's give an example. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what does he say? He says that I am the most fallen, therefore I have the first right. You remember? What is that famous song he sings? Huh? Say loud. Huh, that is one. Huh, that's right. So, you are Patita Pavan. You are the one who lifts the most Patit, most fallen people, you go to them. I remember when we first came to Krishna consciousness, we were instructed to go to a place where there were 4,000 bhangis, sweepers. In this Bombay city, near Khar, there is a place near the station. Mahaprabhu and myself, we were instructed by our Guru Maharaj that you preach in that place. 4,000 people are there. They are all only sweepers. So I was shocked going in a Mercedes car. to a place. But then that was the instruction, so we had to go. And we preached there. Went on, there was a regular preaching program, Mahaprabhu and myself, in the early days. Then he said, you have to go to jail. Now, it looks very bad, you know, for a businessman to go to jail. Because I may get in the newspaper. But that was the instruction from the Guru. That you have to go to jail and preach inside the Arthur Road jail. No, he said jail. He didn't say Arthur Road jail. So our great Mahaprabhu Das, where is he? He's here, no? No. So Mahaprabhu took appointment with the superintendent of jail, of Arthur Road jail. So I was thinking, why go to Arthur Road jail? We'll go to Dungri, where there is juvenile delinquent jail. children ka jail. If at all it gets in the paper or somebody sees us, we can say we were preaching to the children. But if a man goes, grown up man goes inside the Arthur Road jail, they'll say, "Maine to aapko jail mein dekha tha na." I saw you in jail. That would be a terrible, terrible setback, you know, in any businessman's life. So, but that was instruction what to do. We had to surrender to that instruction. So Mahaprabhu and I, because Mahaprabhu took that appointment, I took that appointment in the Dungri, you know, Dungri is near that. So we went there to the juvenile jail. And we also went inside that. And the beauty is that these jailbirds were so happy when Mahaprabhu and I used to bring prasad. There were, in those days, we used to have a small film camera type of thing. We used to show film and we used to preach to them, do kirtan. So they said, nobody ever comes here. You people have come. That reminds us, this whole world is a jail. Remember that. Of course, that is a jail within a jail, but this whole world is also a jail. Durga. Durga means fortress or a jail. We are kept inside this jail. You see. And who comes? Lord Chaitanya comes. So, at that time, the mood was like this. That we have to go out. We have to go to the Patit, most fallen. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, because I am qualified, I am the most fallen. And therefore you have to come to me first. You see? I have the first right. It's the opposite of what Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna says, you first surrender to me, then I will give you. Lord Krishna also says somewhere in the Bhagavad Gita that I am equal to all. But those who are surrendered to me, those who have certain service, devotional service to me, I am a little more, you know, Krishna loves them a little more. Earlier he says, I am equal to all. Subsequently he says in the same slok, but those who are, but, then that comes, but. But there is no but-fut business in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he goes straight to the lowest. Then where is the question? He starts with the bottom of the pile. He starts with the most fallen people. So it is safest for us to go to that portion of Golok Vrindavan, which is where Lord Chaitanya is there. And therefore, we are the most benefited, I mentioned to you, just by coming to this place, just by spending a few minutes and listening to the kirtans, wonderful kirtans and so on. We ourselves have got the ticket. It is the devotees who give us the visa and the passport to go home back to Godhead. Starting with the controller of passports, Srila Prabhupada. He gave us the passport originally because he had the authority. What is the proof of that? In Lord Chaitanya himself has said in Chaitanya Charitamrit, I will send Mora Senapati to, you see, after all, only a Senapati would be able to enter into every town and village and every city. Only a commander in chief of an army. Army, what army? Army of devotees. So, Prabhupada is the Senapati of Lord Chaitanya. And what better person to take us home to Lord Chaitanya than Prabhupada? The Senapati himself is taking us. He says, he's inviting, come, come with me, I will take you. Only thing Radhanath Maharaj has explained repeatedly to us is, only thing, don't leave him. That's all. In this world, in this life, whatever you do, continue. Don't stop. Just continue slowly. You need not be a very great devotee. You need not be a very first class number one devotee. But just continue your devotional service and everything will be solved. So coming back to Indradyumna Swami. Indradyumna Swami says to Giriraj Maharaj that, and the devotees who were settled, who were there, that this devotee then he met at Mayapur festival and explained to him how Lord Chaitanya is so merciful that he got the Krishna book. He wanted to discard the Krishna book. He wanted to tear Krishna, you know. Just like, who was that? Shishupal wanted to kill Krishna. After all, Bhagavatam or Krishna book is Krishna. No different. Because he says, Krishna says to whom? Uddhav. Uddhav is begging that if you go away and I am left behind, then what is my fate? What will happen to me and all the others? So Krishna said, don't worry, I am leaving Bhagavatam behind. I am the Bhagavatam. I am not different. Isn't it? So Krishna book is the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. The sar. And at that time, if I am not mistaken, Prabhupada was so sick. He was so sick. He thought he may die any time. He may leave this world. So he said, let me leave behind at least the 10th canto, Krishna books. So Krishna book came much before the Bhagavatam series was completed. Because he knew that Lord Chaitanya can deliver his mercy through the Krishna books. And I've just given you an example of such an incident. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or any comments? The shloka is wonderful. The direction is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, you have, because he has given you direction in your heart, you have come here. You could very well on a Sunday morning be sleeping. But you have arrived. And you had to put up with this person's ramblings. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Kya gaya pehla bhai? Aje chup cho. There is no Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Hari bol. Shri Prabhupada ki Bhagavatam ki jai.